Proclamation number 8560 of 16th of July, 1963. Man's surrender to the divine will. Again and again I will enlighten you as to what you should do in order to successfully take the path of return to me during earthly life. Again and again I will explain to you the reason for your humanity, the cause of your apostasy from me, and likewise try to make you understand that your return has to be carried out in opposition to your apostasy. Arrogance and lust for power let you fall. Humility and serving love leads you up again to my Father's heart, which has pursued you with its love also into the deep and always only endeavors to make the way of return easier for you, so that your earth way has not been in vain. You gave up your love for me and now have to long for my love again in your deepest heart. Everything you must do voluntarily, as you once voluntarily left me and followed him who blinded you. So you must now consciously turn away from him if you want to return to me. And so I will always announce my will to you for the time of your existence as a human being. If you just keep to it that you do not oppose me and you, then you also reach the aim, the union with me, which was the original state and therefore also the state of happiness. A man who knows nothing about why and for what purpose he lives on earth, he cannot be called to account, but as soon as my will is announced to him and his earth existence is truthfully explained to him, he can no longer escape his responsibility. He can reject this knowledge as untrustworthy, but it will arise again and again in his thoughts, and he must inwardly deal with it. Therefore his earthly life can also be an idle run. He can sink back in his degree of development or enter the kingdom of the beyond with an eclipsed spirit, where he will also still be offered the possibility to come to knowledge if he does not strive towards the deepest depths, which can earn him a renewed banishment again. But as long as the redemption period has not yet expired, he still has the possibility to ascend out of the depth, out of darkness, to the light. But indescribably happy will the soul be when it already reaches its aim on earth or enters the spiritual kingdom with a small degree of knowledge, which it can and will increase there at any time, as soon as it has received light just once. As soon as it has found faith in me, its God and Redeemer, on earth and handed itself over to me. It is just exceedingly necessary that all men are instructed in this truthful knowledge about their sense of existence and purpose. It is so necessary that men are found who are willing to pass on such knowledge. But it also always requires a certain willingness to accept the knowledge. For people cannot be forcibly led to the light because their return to me is to be voluntary, just as their apostasy from me was also voluntary. And their willingness to accept depends again on their degree of love, which every person can let flare up in himself because I have added a tiny spark of my love to him for the time of his human existence on this earth. Therefore it is possible for every man to also come to knowledge about his actual purpose of existence, but it always depends on his free will whether he brings the little spark of love in him to flare up. Where you now can, you are to teach your fellow men. You are to just seek to stimulate their thoughts, and light beings will then switch on, which further have an effect on the thoughts of those who are not completely unwilling. Since the return of every soul to me is my ultimate aim, I will truly also bless you who voluntarily render me your services in this work of return, who receive my instructions and thus carry them out as faithful servants of the Lord, to whom you voluntarily offered yourselves for this work in recognition of the great spiritual adversity, which requires your full commitment. I can instruct you myself, what however is not possible with every man, and that is why you are to speak as man to man and pass on the knowledge, which you receive from me, to those, who desire it or just open their ear to you without resistance to listen to you. All people should only ever bear in mind that their earthly lifetime is limited, but that the death of the body is not the end but the actual human being's ego, the soul, lives on, and indeed in the state which it has prepared for itself on earth. And so that this state may be a blessed one, all you humans should only fulfill my will, which I constantly announce to you through my word. Therefore listen to my messengers, who bring you my word, and not only be hearers but doers of my word. And truly, you will reach your aim still on earth and reach life, which lasts eternally. Amen.